everybody, and happy Thursday to all you fine folks out there in Radio Land. Adam McDonald broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from Dunedin, Florida, and TD Ballpark. Excited tonight's Florida State League ball game between your visiting St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Dunedin Blue Jays, who are the single-A affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays. Today, we only have one game for you. We last parted ways yesterday at around 7 o'clock. The Mets were at the plate in the top of the second inning with two on and two outs. No score in the game. There was lightning in the area. There was rain in the area. They put the tarp on the field. We thought that it would be a quick delay. It ended up lingering. More rain came, and the teams decided around 8 o'clock at night to suspend the game, continue it this afternoon at 5 o'clock, then play a seven-inning game afterwards. Well, we got to the ballpark this afternoon at around 3 o'clock. Everything looked fine. All of a sudden, there's some lightning. There's some rain in the area. Tarp goes on the field. Tarp finally comes off the field. By the time all this has happened, they've decided we're going to have first pitch in the resumption of the suspended game at 6:30, and we will not play a second game today. They're going to kick the can down the road, which will set up a doubleheader tomorrow at 5 o'clock, and that will finally get the series back on track. So we got a lot going on, not much baseball, unfortunately, yesterday or today, but we're going to try to jumpstart this series, a series that the Mets lead 1-0. They won 6-2 on a beautiful night on Tuesday, playing what is likely their best game of the season. And today they're going to try to win another game, which would extend their winning streak to 3 games, which would be a season high. I'm joined tonight, special guest on the broadcast, high home cameraman on Bally Live, Josh Knupp. He was down the road in Tampa watching the Rays take on the Rockies this afternoon. He makes the jaunt over to Dunedin to do a little color analysis of this game. Josh, welcome to the booth. Glad you can make it.
Yeah, thanks. It was a jump, a lot of sitting in traffic on the way over here. And luckily for me, we did have a little bit of delay. I was able to get here on time for first pitch. Like you mentioned, we were supposed to have first pitch at 5. Instead, it will now be at 6:30. Also, unfortunately for these teams, especially the Mets, this is not a rare sight for them. The 8th time this year that they will be playing while they have already started a game and having to have it resume the next day. It's always interesting to see how these teams are going to come out of it. Are the bats hot? Are the pitching on? For the Mets, they have a 2-game win streak. They certainly hope that it will be on. And it should be a great game. Obviously, we have an opportunity right off the bat, man at first and second with two outs here in the top of the second. Excited right off the bat here with an opportunity.
Yeah, and it's a scoreless game. It's only in the second inning, so a long way to go. It's really a coin flip of a game right now. Like you said, Josh, these teams are used to this, the Mets especially. This is the 8th suspended game they've had to pick up this year. It's been a mixed bag. They lost their most recent suspended game. They won the previous one, overcoming a deficit. We will see how it shakes out tonight. Going to be a fun night at the ballpark. The worst of the weather is gone, so we should be good to go for 8 uninterrupted innings once we get going. Take a quick break here on the pregame show. When we come back, we'll go over the starting lineups, and then we'll take a look at the pitchers for these two teams. You're listening to the Mets pregame show on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Blessed gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. In the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave, o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Another day, another time the national anthem sneaks up on the broadcast. Maybe we'll get the timing figured out in the pregame show at some point in this six-game series. Sunny skies here at TD Ballpark since around 6:30 yesterday. Mets and Blue Jays going to complete game two of their six-game series. Game three and four will be tomorrow. Mets did not have any changes to the lineup that Gilbert Gomez sent out there yesterday. Here's how it sounds. Diego Mosquera leads off and plays short. Correll Paz bats second and plays left. Nick Morabito hits third. He is the center fielder. Wilfredo Lara, the cleanup hitter, and third baseman. Vincent Prozo doing the catching, hitting fifth. Carlos Dominguez in right field batting sixth. Callum Clark is the DH batting seventh. Yarel Martinez hits eighth. He's at first base. And Kevin Villavicencio bats ninth for the Mets. It is Villavicencio due to lead off the restart of this game with Clark on second base and Martinez on first. Clark singled, stole second with two outs. Martinez drew a walk right before the umpires called off the rest of the night. For the Blue Jays, leading off and playing center is Braden Berry. Tucker Thoman bats second and plays third. Chase Borifin hits third. He's in right field. Roque Salinas is the DH batting cleanup. Brendan Orff is the first baseman hitting fifth. Manuel Beltre bats sixth. He's at short. Angel Del Rosario bats seventh. He's at second base. Nicholas Deschamps is the catcher hitting eighth. And Jaden Rudd rounds out the order. He's in left. Orff, the number five hitter, will lead off the bottom of the second whenever we get to it. Mets starting pitcher yesterday, home run Jose Gomez. Just pitched the first inning, no hits, no runs, one walk, one strikeout. He got Salinas to ground out to strand Thoman on second base to end the first inning. Yandri Rojas was the starter yesterday for Dunedin. Pitched an inning and two-thirds, one hit, couple runs, couple of walks. He's responsible for the runners on first and second. It will be Eliander Alcalde picking it up for Rojas here in the second as the Blue Jays have taken the fields here at TD Ballpark. Alcalde, 20 years old from Valencia, Venezuela, is appearing in his 20th game. This will be his eighth in relief. He can treat it like a start. 64 innings and 54 strikeouts for Alcalde. He has spent his entire 2023 season with the Blue Jays. The Mets, whenever they take the field, they will do so behind Saul Garcia. Garcia is going to pick up the game for Jose Gomez. Mets got a great appearance from three pitchers
on Tuesday. Their starter, Jonah Tong, went three scoreless. Miguel Alfonseca, the middle three innings, one run. Eric Fogle, the last three innings, one run in the Mets 6-2 victory. As they are trying to win for a third straight game for the fifth time this season. Three-game winning streak, the longest for the Mets this year. They're hoping after playing a very sharp game on Tuesday that the weather will not affect them too harshly. After the suspended game yesterday and the delay to start the resumption of the suspended game today. Mets come into the ball game with a 40-74 record. They are 16-33 in the second half, 8.5 games out of first place and last in the East. Dunedin 53-62 overall, 21-28 in the second half, 11 games behind the first place, or 10.5 games rather behind the first place Lakeland Flying Tigers. Both teams essentially out of contention, but looking to play good baseball here, as there's only about 2 3/4 weeks left of Florida State League baseball this season.
Now batting for the St. Lucie Mets, second baseman, number 3.
All right, the Blue Jays are on the field. Ball has been thrown around the horn and then thrown away. Kevin Villavicencio is stepping into the batter's box. Home plate umpire Davian Fry looking around, making sure everybody's set. All the gates are closed. He signals for the first pitch. We are ready to resume with two outs and two on. No score in the top of the second. Alcalde, the first pitch. Curveball too high for ball one, and at long last, we are back underway. We sent the game into a rain delay yesterday at around 6:53. Here we are at 6:31, nearly 24 hours later. Finally can resume. Alcalde looks back to Clark at second, throws a fastball right by the swinging bat of Villavicencio. It's a ball and a strike. Villavicencio did not play in the opener, so he's had to wait a tick to get back into game action. He's hitting .320 this month. Alcalde looks back to second. Fastball thrown right by Villavicencio again. Late on the high heat at 92. One ball and two strikes. Crowd still filing in here on what is Thirsty Thursday at TD Ballpark. Alcalde from the stretch looks back at Clark again, who's fidgeting around second, and a late timeout called. This one by the catcher, Deschamps. And that will count as a disengagement. One ball, two strikes, two outs, two on. Alcalde looks back again. The 2-2 pitch home. Fastball fouled away. That one deflecting right off the catcher. Villavicencio stepping out of the box, stretching, trying to loosen up the hips and the rib cage. Alcalde shakes off Deschamps. Pitch clock winding down, and he will step off the rubber. That's disengagement number 2. One more, and that would be a balk. Cat and mouse game here between Villavicencio and Alcalde. Alcalde shakes off Deschamps again. Pitch clock down to 6 seconds. Look back to Clark. The 1-2 home is flowing into deep center field. On the run is Barry. Still going back. Still going back. Turns around and makes the catch on the front edge of the warning track. Villavicencio gave it a ride, the 2-strike pitch, but flies out to straightaway center deep. Mets strand 2. We finally reach the middle of the second inning. No score. Sal Garcia on the mound for the Mets when we come back to TD Ballpark.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucimets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Matt McDonald, Josh Nup, back with you from Dunedin. No scores, we get set to start the bottom of the second. Once again, after we complete the suspended game, no more baseball tonight. They're not going to do the second seven-inning game tonight. The delay to start this suspended game too long. And again, we picked it up in the top of the second, so we're essentially playing close to a full nine-inning game. Sal Garcia throws the first pitch to Brennan Orr for a ball, second pitch for a strike, and it's 1-1. Well, last time we saw Sal, he pitched maybe the game of the season for the Mets, game one of a doubleheader on a Friday night at Clover Park against Jupiter. And a slider too far inside on Orr on appeal, he did not swing. This according to Alex Lowry, the first base umpire. Garcia in his start last Friday against Jupiter, first pitch he threw, a bunt single was dropped down by Jordan McCants for a hit. This ball is pulled into right field for a base hit by Orff. Well, he's on base. That would be the only hit allowed by Saul the rest of his appearance. Six innings, one hit, no runs. He did struggle at times with his location. He hit a couple of batters, walked three, but he struck out a career-high nine. So he had a career-high in strikeouts, tied his career high in strikeouts, and set a new career high in innings pitched. And he's looking to continue his good work as he knocks down that late season wall that so many pitchers hit in their first full seasons as professionals. Manuel Beltre takes this slider at the knees for a strike. It's 1-1. Sal's start before that one against Jupiter was almost just as good. Slider just off the plate. Went 5 1/3 innings, which was a career high to that point. Three hits, two runs, five strikeouts. And he won both of those games. He himself is aiming for a three-game winning streak. Two balls and a strike. Garcia will throw over to first base, checking in on Orff after last week with Jupiter running wild on the Mets. Mets are going to be more conscious of all base runners this week, doing their due diligence, stepping off, throwing over. Garcia's 2-1 pitch, thrown too far outside. Three balls and a strike.
Yeah, and that's something that you definitely have to be aware of, is giving away free bases. Obviously, walks have killed the Mets. That's a free 90. And really, the past couple weeks, with how easily the base runners have been able to steal, that's another free 90. They're already halfway home and in scoring position.
3-1 pitch is fouled back. Full count now on Beltre, who did not appear in game one of this series. He will use his timeout. Mets defense, exact same. Perozzo doing the catching, Lara at third, Mosquera at short, Villavicencio at second, Martinez at first, Paz, Morabito, and Dominguez, the outfielders left to right. 3-2 pitch coming to Beltre. Runner goes, pitches all the way to the backstop. Easy ball four. Beltre on, Orff up to second, and Sal Garcia in some trouble here. First and second, nobody out.
Second baseman, number four.
He'll face Angel Del Rosario.
These are the types of situations that Sowell was able to get out of in that start against Jupiter. And so I'm really excited to see, can he make those big pitches with nobody out and two men on here?
Yeah, Jupiter did not get one hit against him with the runner in scoring position. Of course, he has great stuff, so we can rely on the strikeout. Looks back to Orff. Pitch home is shown to be a bunt. It's retracted, taken for a strike. So Del Rosario squaring the bunt, but he did not look very committed to that. Lara playing in on the grass at third. I might still think it might be on. Fastball, strike two on the outside corner. A couple of well-placed pitches. Low in the zone. That last one on the black. Be no bunting now. Lara at third base, backed up. Normal depth. 0-2 pitch. Fastball off the plate. Del Rosario will not chase. Garcia set from the stretch. 1-2 pitch. Slider, line to right field. That's fair ball. Just inside the line. This will be picked up by Dominguez. Orff is in. Del Rosario up to second base with the double. It's 1-0 Blue Jays. Nice poke by Del Rosario. Kept it fair down the right field line by maybe a foot. Now the Blue Jays are set up with runners at second and third and still no outs. They got a chance to take a big early lead. Dan McKinney, the Mets pitching coach, is going out for a visit.
That's one of those balls down the line that if you were Del Rosario, you could not have walked it out there and placed it any better of a position than where he hit that ball. Really unfortunate for the Mets there. Wasn't necessarily a bad pitch, I don't believe.
Was only hit 79 miles per hour off the bat. It was not well struck at all. It does land fair, and that's what counts the most. It was a slider. A slider that was off the plate. It wasn't even a strike. Del Rosario, it's just a nice piece of hitting. His ninth double of the season. So now Deschamps will hit. Mound visit over. Garcia's first pitch slider to Deschamps is a strike. Mets defense playing backed up. Just looking for an out here in the bottom of the second. Down a run. Second and third. Nobody out. Well, this is one of those innings right now. If you're Sal Garcia, if you can get out of this down 2-0, that might feel like a win. Runner on third. Nobody out. Good chance he's going to find his way to score with given the situation, but if you can hold Del Rosario up at second base off the scoreboard, that would be a lift. 1-1 pitch to Deschamps is a ground ball out to Vivasencio. He'll pick it up, though, to first. Run scores, and out is recorded. It's 2-0. Beltre comes on in and scores on the slow grounder, but Deschamps is out at first, an RBI ground out for him. Del Rosario made his way down to third base. Now the Mets infield will come in. A much needed first out, a productive out for the Blue Jays. Jaden Rudd, the left fielder and nine hitter at the plate, a lefty, takes a fastball for strike one. One pitch, slider missed inside. One ball, one strike. 1-1 pitch. Slider pop foul. 1-2. Rudd against the Mets this year. 3-for-19. Played in 5 of the 6 games between these two teams in Port St. Lucie back in late June, early July. 1-2 pitch. Fastball. Just missed outside. It's a good take by Judd. It was close. 2-2. Garcia, after shaking Prozo off, comes set with the 2-2 slider. Strike 3 on the outside corner. This time, Rudd knew it. Big strikeout for Saul as he keeps Del Rosario on third base while recording the second out.
Number 13, Braden Ferry.
That is a big second out. As you mentioned, if you can just get out of this inning with only 2 runs allowed, it'd feel like a win. And right now, thanks to that strikeout, we have a chance.
Yeah, it'd almost be like wasting or pitching around a leadoff double. That's essentially what it was with Del Rosario doubling with nobody out. First pitch breaking ball to Berry is a strike. Second pitch fastball outside, 1-1. Berry in this game 0-for-1 at the flyout. He's 0-for-4 in the series, struck out 3 times on Tuesday. 2-0 Blue Jays, 2 outs, runner on third. Just in the bottom of the second, the slider, late swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Garcia looks like he's starting to settle in right now. It's been a long inning. Pitch count at 25. Slider off the plate. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And there is some throwing in the Mets bullpen out in left field. Elliot Johnstone loosening up without a whole lot of urgency at the moment. 2-2 pitch. Fastball line just foul. That skirted right by the first base bag. Dominguez, I'm not sure he knows. Okay. Say, so Carlos scrambled to that one and fielded it and made the big turn and lobbed it back in. Garcia will wait for Carlos to get back into position. Two-two pitch, breaking ball, slider. Oh, just off. Good pitch. Wouldn't get the swing and a miss. Full count on Berry. Garcia's 3-2 pitch. Down and away for ball 4. So he jumped ahead of Berry and then loses him. The second walk of the inning. And Gilbert Gomez on the top step. Is he going to come out? Doesn't look like it. Not yet, but this is it for Garcia as he faces Tucker Thoman. Pitch count at 29. If he doesn't get Thoman out, he's probably coming out of the game. Been a long inning for Saul, both in time and in pitches thrown. First and third, Thoman drew a walk in the first inning. That was yesterday against Gomez. First pitch slider too high. Blue Jays have scored 2 in the inning. Garcia hopeful to strand 2. One 0 pitch. Runner tries to steal second. Late throw by Perozo. Not in time. Berry steals second. There was no double steal. Del Rosario stayed put at third base. A double clutch by Perozo. Cost him any chance to get that out. Pitch was a strike. It's 1-1 on Thoman. A hit now could very well open up a 4-0 Blue Jays lead. This is almost a make or break point in this inning for Garcia and maybe for the Mets in the game. Pitch is in the dirt. It's 2-1, and Perozo is going to head out to the mound. This is the second mound visit of the inning. The Mets have used up 2 of their 7 right here in the second.
It's definitely frustrating. Seems like the Mets have found themselves in this type of situation a lot, unfortunately, this year. But there's a lot of eyes in New York that are watching these guys in these types of situations. If you get yourself in a pickle, can you get yourself out whilst remaining calm? If the answer is yes, then they would like to have you be moved up and potentially play in the bigs in sometime in the near future.
2-1 on Toman. Slider backs in for a strike. 2-2. And Garcia's best pitch in the inning has been that slider. He hasn't quite had the command of the fastball yet, other than a couple of nice pitches to Del Rosario. 2-2 pitch. Back foot, and that hit Toman. Came at his foot. Perozzo stuck the mitt down, but it hit him inside of the back left foot, and he is down in pain. He's going to push himself up, shed all his gear, and head down to first base. There's not much protection for a left-handed hitter on that left foot. And Gilbert Gomez is going to make the pitching change. Well, this was surprising and fairly disappointing, given that Sal Garcia pitched so brilliantly his last two games, setting season highs, career highs each time in innings pitched. Today, he can't even make it out of the first inning that he's out there. So he departs with the bases loaded. Johnstone's going to come in and try to clean this up. Mets are only down by two.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Elliot Johnstone, the 24-year-old New Zealander in his first year with the Mets organization. He's the fireman. Mets bring him into the situations like this. Bases loaded, two outs, trying to wiggle out of it. Not always an easy spot to be in. He's had some success in these spots. He's had some times where it hasn't gone his way. The Mets keep running him out there, and I think he enjoys the thought that the Mets trust him enough to do this. Again, this is a critical juncture in the game. It's only the second inning. If the Mets can get out of this down two, they're right in there. The inning starts to spiral. It becomes a lot tougher. Here's Borifin, the eighth man of the inning to bat, and he takes the first pitch fastball inside. So the inning looked like it was about to come to a close when Rudd struck out. Barry got down in the count 1-2, but he walked a hit batter. Bases loaded, two down. The 1-0 pitch is low for ball two. Well, the Mets bullpen didn't walk anybody on Tuesday. Already two walks and hit batter in this inning by technically the bullpen. Johnstone, the 2-0 pitch. High and away, ball three. I'm watching him throw his warm-up pitches, and there were not many in the strike zone. He's got to start figuring out real fast or it's about to be 3-0. And he winds and fires the 3-0 pitch, and it's right down the middle for strike one. John Stone rocks with the 3-1 pitch. It's high and wide for ball four. Del Rosario will come in and score on the bases loaded walk to make it 3-0. It's a free run, a gift run issued by the Mets. Three straight walks are hitting batters. And Roque Salinas, the last man in the inning to hit, will come to the plate. Rough start for the Mets here out of the restart. This fastball gets in for a strike. Salinas grounded out in the first inning yesterday. 0-1 pitch, a slider fouled away, and it's nothing and two. John Stone's 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, and that's fouled away. Salinas hit it right off his front foot. Now, for the Mets' sake, it's probably a good thing at the moment that they decided not to play the second game tonight. Might not have enough pitchers to get through it. 0-2 pitch. Whoa, to the backstop, a wild pitch. Another run is in. Barry trots home, and it's 4-0. Another gift of a run. Blue Jays scoring back-to-back runs on a base-loaded walk and a wild pitch. And things that the Mets did not do on Tuesday, and they've done all season. They're starting to rear their ugly head right now. One and two, breaking ball, and that's fouled away.
Everybody clap your hands. Come on, y'all.
Again, the Mets were on the verge of getting out of this inning, just down two. But a bout of wildness has doubled that to four. 1-2 pitch is blocked in the dirt by Perozzo. On that wild pitch, Toman wound up at third, Borfin on second. Hit could make it 6-0. 2-2 pitch, Salinas golfs one into center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Morabito up with the throw. Here it comes to the plate. It's going to skimp in. It's a two-run single for Salinas and a 6-0 lead for the Blue Jays as the wheels have come off for the Mets in the bottom of the second inning. A strike away from getting out of this inning down 2-0. And instead, it's 6-0.
First baseman.
And the Blue Jays have batted around. Salinas hits one right back up the middle. Toman and Borfin score with ease. Morabito's throw from center hit off the back of the mound and slowly rolled in. Salinas was able to advance to second on that throw. And Orfu started this inning with the hit off Garcia. Will come back to the plate. A chance to make it 7-0 with the hit. And he swings and misses at the breaking ball.
Just some really good plate appearances here by the Blue Jays. Staying patient, knowing that the strikes are just not there right now, and when they are, placing them in excellent positions.
Breaking ball swung on a miss. It's nothing and two on Orf. So that closes the book on Saul Garcia. Two-thirds of an inning, two hits, five runs, all earned. He walked two, plunked one, struck out one through 34 pitches, only 17 for strikes. 0-2 pitch, and that bounces away from Perozzo, but not far enough. Starting to feel bad for Perozzo there. He's going to need a minute. And that ball bounced up and hit him maybe under the chest protector. And Davian Fry, the umpire, walked the ball halfway to the mound. John Stone, the 1-2 pitch, fouled away. Johnstone has given up a run of his own this inning. Again, just tasked with getting one out to get out of the inning down two. A lot of inherited runs scored and one of his own. So he's still trying to find his sweet spot. Of course, he did not expect to be in the game this early, not with how Saul Garcia had been pitching recently. He was rushed in there. There's his 17th pitch of the inning. It's in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes on Orff. Johnstone trying to find his pitch with the 2-2 count. Breaking ball, missed low for ball three. The Blue Jays are not giving an inch to the Mets right now. They know they have the Mets on the ropes.
Definitely just have to credit the Blue Jays here. These are some really good pitches just off the plate, but they will not go for it. Like you said, not giving an inch here.
3-2 pitch to Orff, and he will take strike three in the corner, and the inning is finally over. But 10 Blue Jays come to the plate, 6 score, only 3 hits, 3 walks, a hit batter, a couple wild pitches, not a pretty inning for the Mets on the mound. Long way to go in this one, but the Mets are going to have to overcome their biggest deficit of the season if they want to win.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dogs.
No, Dodger dogs.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking.
Burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Speaking of Jet Williams, did you know he's essentially the greatest player in South Atlantic League history? What he has done, I say that in jest, but what he has done since his promotion to High A Brooklyn has been nothing short of mesmerizing, as Diego Mascara takes a strike. Jet, a well-deserved promotion up to Brooklyn at the end of July. As Alcalde delivers a ball low to Mascara. Jet leads the South Atlantic League since he arrived. Wait on this pitch first. The 1-1 to Mascara, the Mets' leadoff hitter, outside. Jet leads the South Atlantic League in average on-base percentage, OPS, doubles, extra base hits. He's second in hits, second in stolen bases, and second in walks in the South Atlantic League since his promotion. So he has just gone on a tear. Mascara fouls this ball on the right side. First baseman Orff trailing over makes the catch. Route number one. We restarted this game with the Mets first and second and two outs.
left fielder.
Nice at bat by
Villavicencio,
but he ended up flying out to the warning track. And then the Blue Jays put up a sixth spot in the bottom of the second. So, Josh, you came on to the broadcast talking about, you know, the Mets hoping to go off to a fast start. Didn't exactly happen.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's been the other way around. The Blue Jays have just been dominant so far, not taking pitches that were outside just by little bits. And the pitches that were in have been hit in just excellent positions where the fielders can do nothing about it. And unfortunately, they find themselves down 6-0 here after only 35 minutes of play.
35, that's a long time for basically half an inning. That decision to not play the second game tonight is starting to look better and better. We might be here till midnight. Here's the 1-1-2 Correll Paws, and he will ground this ball. Oh, what a diving stop by Del Rosario at second. The wide throw, and Paws is safe. Del Rosario did everything but make the throw, which was short. But he lays out and stabs the one-hop ground ball, gets up and throws wide to Orff, who came off the bag, snagged it, tried to get back on the bag. Paws is safe. We'll see what the ruling
center fielder,
is.
Number
should
four,
be a hit.
Orobito. It was
beyond ordinary effort. You, as an official score, you really can't, not supposed to separate the fielding from the throwing.
I think credit needs to go towards both Del Rosario and towards Paz, as you know, once that ball's in the glove, you can just give up, but he sprinted that out the whole way.
Well, they just put air on the board. I cannot disagree with that more. Could not disagree with that more. So it's an E4. As the official score, you're supposed to, you know, you're not supposed to separate that. You know, if the guy makes a diving play like that and he makes a bad throw when it would have been an out, it's still a hit. Still a hit. So that was not the case there. They put up an error.
It's called Bill up. Let's see what he wants.
I know what Bill
thinks.
Would say. I know what Bill would say. Official score, Bill would absolutely have that as a hit. So Paws dives back into first as they check in on him. Now, Paws, he's on a 5-game hit streak, which is a season high. Not only that, he has 4 straight 2-hit games. He should have one right there. One on, one out. Morabito lines this one into right field, falling in for a base hit. Paws is going to take a wide turn, run back to second, and he is safe. Only the throw came into Beltre, the shortstop, who almost tracked Paws down, who ran too far by second base. Well, Paws ran to second and then made the turn like he was going to keep going. And if he did, he would have been out by a mile. So why he ran that far past second, only he could tell you. But let's not let that take away from the fact that he was safe and Morabito got a hit. The Mets have first and second with one out for Wilfredo Lara, who with one swing of the bat can certainly get the Mets right back in this game. They're down 6-0. First pitch to Lara, fastball high. Wilfredo Tuesday scored twice. Even though he didn't get a hit, struck out last night as one at bat before the rain came. One pitch. Now back to the Paws play. Josh, I'm getting aggravated. I'm getting aggravated the more I think about that being called an error. But we cannot talk to the official score about that. I cannot march in there between innings and say that's a hit. It's not allowed anymore. I get in big trouble for that.
It was once allowed?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Well, it's frowned upon. But no, man, back in the day, like, dugouts would call up the official score. The official score, you know, if managers would request meetings with official scores, and they'd actually have them. And I think there was enough upheaval in the official scoring community and teams struggling to find official scores because of the headache. That they said that's enough of that. There's a 3-0 pitch in for a strike. So now the official score basically cannot be talked to or persuaded by myself or a member of the Mets. Coaching staff must live with the call, as poor as that was. 3-1 pitch, and Lara sends this ball into deep left field. On the run is Rudd. He can't get there. It's in the gap. One run is in. Morabito's being stopped at third. It's a RBI double for Wilfredo Lahr. He absolutely cooked that ball into the left center field alleyway. Mets are on the board. It's 6-1.
Excellent spot 13, to hit that ball there. Vincent Nothing Caruso. The outfielders could do. Rudd and Barry, all you can do is look and hope that you can stop the runner at third, and Mosquera did have to stop there.
Mound visit here between Alcalde, the pitcher, and the catcher, Deschamps. Second and third, one out. Vincent Peroso due to hit. Double by Lahr was his 17th of the season. Got a chance to get to 20. Exit velocity on that double, 102. Hit it 375 feet. Down the line, that's way gone. Peroso had three hits in the first game on Tuesday, and he goes for the downs here and swings and misses. At a changeup. Peroso 0-for-1 at the flyout in this game, the first out of the second inning yesterday. A one, it's a wild pitch, but not far enough. So it's not a wild pitch by technicality. Good job by Deschamps to block enough of it. Scoots over to the grass near the first base dugout, which we discussed on Tuesday. Dugouts stands very close to the field here. There's minimal foul ground. Everybody right on top of the action. One pitch, and that ball's tomahawked into right field down for a base hit. Morabito will trot home. Lahr winds up at third. Sharp RBI single by Peroso, and it's 6-2. Here come the Mets.
Well, they don't need all six this inning. Obviously,
right
you'd love
fielder,
to do that.
10, Carlos
but if they can just chip away. Two runs here, another run there. There's plenty of time left in this game. Still 6.5, 7 innings left. Plenty of time for the Mets to claw their way back in this. Good thing, if you allow a lot of runs in one inning, do it early.
Corey Reardon, pitching coach for the Blue Jays, will head out to the mound. The entire infield is with him. Well, Carlos Dominguez is at the plate. One out with Lahr at third. He'd at least like to get that run in to make it 6-3. Of course, more would be helpful, but at least get that run and make it 6-3. And we talked about it in last inning, Josh, that make or break point for the Mets. Two runs were in, had two outs, a runner at third. You would stop the bleeding right there. Not a big deal. The Mets did not stop the bleeding right there. Four more scored. Mets trying to erase as much of that as they can. One half inning later. First pitch, Dominguez is a breaking ball too high. Carlos struck out. There's one at-bat yesterday before the rain washed out the rest of the night. Three straight hits for St. Lucie against Alcalde. 1-0. Swing and a pitch in the dirt. Dominguez barks at himself. That's not the one he wants to go after. Should be four straight hits, but I have to get over it. It's tough for me, Josh. It's tough. Or Correll pause. Should have a hit, not an error. 1-1, breaking ball too high. Throw to first. Peroso walks back in safely. Two-one pitch. Whoa, look out. Fastball inside. Carlos gets his hand off the bat. want to get hit in the fingers. He's already had enough finger problems this year with the slides in the second. 3-1. Same count that Laura rocked his pitch into left field on. 3-1 pitch is high and wide, ball four. That's a nice at-bat by Dominguez. He did chase that one pitch in the dirt, but after that would not be tempted. So he walks. This will reload the bases, and just like that, the Mets are bringing the tying run to the plate, down 6-2. It will be Kellum Clark. Clark had the lone Mets hit yesterday before the game was suspended. His first hit as a St. Lucie Met. Bases loaded, one out. Mets trailing 6-2, just in the top of the third. Alcalde's first pitch is grounded hard but foul down the first baseline. Mets only have one grand slam this year, coming from the most unsuspecting hitter in Kevin Villavicencio. Josh, you know who it was against?
Oh, I knew who it was. I knew it was Villavicencio. Was it against the Blue Jays?
It was.
Oh, let's go.
Josh, did the Mets win that game?
I'm just going to say no.
No, they did not. This pitch is inside corner for a strike, nothing and two. That was game one of the series. Villavicencio's grand slam made it 5-0, but the Blue Jays did overcome it. So the Mets trying to overcome their own big deficit to the Blue Jays early. Funny how baseball works like that. Clark has some work to do, though, down 0-2 in the count. Time called very late. It's allowed. Pitch was down and in. Fry grants that timeout right on the borderline.
Yeah, that's really frustrating if you're a pitcher. Obviously, Alcalde just finished the pitch. Don't try to stop your motion. I don't know. I thought it might have been a little too late, but either way, time is granted there.
0-2. Fouled back. Fastball at 91. Oh, what was impressive about Clark in his team debut on Tuesday is that he didn't get a hit, but he hit the ball hard, and he worked counts. Alcalde still ahead, nothing and two. Fastball ripped into right field. That's going to be caught on the run by Rudd. Here comes Lara to the plate. He is safe. Perozzo goes to third. He's safe as well. So Clark, with a bullet to right field, will notch himself a sacrifice fly, and the Mets have cut the deficit in half. It's 6-3.
Well, the Mets would have at least a handful more of wins if they were able to do
first
that
baseman,
a couple times
30,
later on
Martinez.
In the ninth inning or tenth inning of games this year. Sacrifice flies work in this game. He drives home a run here. Fortunately, I thought Perozzo went to third a little late, but fortunately for the Mets, Orff was a little slow recognizing it, and the throw was not in time.
And Perozzo ended up staying down, hugging the bag as if he almost couldn't believe it. Now here's Yero Martinez, tries to check his swing on a pitch in the dirt. He cannot. Yero Martinez drew a walk yesterday before the suspension. Tying run still at the plate. The 0-1 pitch sails outside. Ball and a strike. That was really a nice at-bat by Clark. You know, fall behind 0-2. That stage, any run you can drive in. Very helpful and plenty deep enough, and he almost got himself a hit into the corner. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Martinez way ahead of a changeup. And a long inning for Alcalde. Time is called by Martinez. Martinez does this more than anybody else. When he gets to a two-strike count, waits very late and almost always uses that timeout. Back in the box, Alcalde's 1-2 pitch is in the dirt. Dominguez trying to go to second, and he's thrown out. Base running mistake by Carlos Dominguez. That pitch in the dirt did not bounce away from Deschamps very far. Deschamps picked it up and easily threw out Dominguez at second base. And that is how the inning ends. The bat is taken out of Martinez's hands as the tying run. Mets, though, score three. They've chipped their way back into the game early. 6-3 going to the home half of the third.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucimets.com to purchase single-game tickets, 10-game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Buckle up, folks. It's going to be a long night at the ballpark. We've almost been playing for an hour now. We've only played just about one full inning plus one out. This is one of the longer games to start we've had all season. We started at 6:30. It's now 7:22. Only gotten seven outs. Mets down 6-3. Elliot Johnstone back to work in the home third facing Manuel Beltre. And he's misfired on the first two, and it's 2-0. Beltre flies a ball into right center field. Morabito on the run, pulls back. It's Dominguez making the catch. Carlos came flying in there. Easier play for him as that ball kept tailing his direction.
Number four, Angel Del Rosario.
Takes a cut, 2-0, flies out. Now here's Del Rosario, who got all that trouble started last inning with that two-strike poke down the right field line for a double. Ended up scoring later in the inning. Six runs for the Blue Jays in the bottom of the second, three for the Mets in the top of the third. A number back out to the mound, picked up by Johnstone calmly. Throw to first in time. Rosario has great speed, made it close, but he's out. Two up, two down.
Now batting number six.
Now the man with the best walk-up music in the Florida State League. I see you nod your head over there, Josh. You agree. Nicholas Deschamps. Almost makes you want to root for him to get a hit. Not that much. RBI ground out last time, 0-1. He takes the ball up high.
I was just thinking, there's a couple walk-up songs here that are pretty high caliber, if that's...
Classics?
Classics, yes.
One breaking ball. That's ripped to right. That is a fair ball. Just landing inside the line. Dominguez to dig it out of the corner. Deschamps will cruise into second with the two-out double. Apparently he's got double vision. Playlist here is incredible. Usually I come to the ballpark and I put my headphones in. I listen to my own stuff. Spotify, but now I come to Dunedin. I just open the window and let the stadium soundtrack play. Here's Jaden Rudd. It is quite loud. I will say that. We are right underneath the speaker. Rudd struck out looking in the second with that strikeout. He thought the Mets had a great chance to escape that last inning, just down 2-0, but the Blue Jays put together some really nice at-bats. Ended up scoring four more. Pitches inside to Rudd, 2-0. I don't think the Blue Jays were very pleased with their performance on Tuesday night. Held to 2 runs and 5 singles. They've been more locked in today. 2-0 pitch is grounded off the glove of Johnstone into center field. DeShaum coming around, he scores. RBI base hit for Rudd, and it's 7-3. First two batters of the inning retired in short order. Blue Jays end up scoring a run in the inning anyways. That ball deflected center off of Johnstone's glove. Thought it would slow it down enough for Mosquera to keep it on the infield, but Diego couldn't get a glove on it either out there by the pie slice.
It's a game of inches, almost into Johnstone's glove, almost into Mosquera's glove. Unfortunately, that ball had eyes for center field.
So a two-out double and a single. Another run for the Blue Jays. Back to the top and Braden Berry. Here's a pitch nearly to the backstop. Certainly has to be frustrating for Johnstone, but really everybody for the Mets to work so hard to get back into the game to give up a run like that will not sit well. That's baseball. And pitch down and away. So Dunedin, if you're counting, has scored 5 of the 7 runs with 2 outs today. Duo pitch, knee-high strike, fastball 89. Throw over to first base, close. Pickoff play, though, not in time. Rudd, the big lead off of first base. Martinez holding him on. Johnstone's 2-1 pitch is lined over Lahr into left field. Base hit for Braden Berry, his first hit of the series. Rudd up to second base. 3 consecutive 2-out hits for the Blue Jays in the home third.
Third baseman, after 35, Tucker Thoman.
Tucker Thoman looking for more. Has walked and been plunked in this game. The walk yesterday, the hit by pitch today, that was the last pitch thrown by Saul Garcia. And Saul, 5 1/3 innings and 6 innings his last 2 outings. Today, only 2 outs recorded total. Making a long day for the bullpen. This ball is fouled away. That decision pregame to basically, because of the delay, only finish the suspended game today and push the 7-inning game to tomorrow. That looks like a real benefit for the Mets right now, given that they're essentially their starter couldn't make it out of the first inning. 0-1 pitch. Mets had to get through basically 7 innings plus with the bullpen in this game, then do another 7-inning game. That really starts to get hairy for the pitching staff. But a chance today for the Mets. Maybe a long day for the bullpen anyways. But at least they'll have overnight to reset for tomorrow. 1-1 pitch. Missed down and away. And the Mets, it looks like they're going to get Ramon Henriquez throwing in the bullpen. Actually, this might be Angel Alfonseca. A lot of milling around out there in the bullpen beyond the left field wall. As time is called late by Perozo. Might have just saved a pitch clock violation. And this has been a long outing for Johnstone. He's currently got three outs in this appearance, but he's had to throw 37 pitches to do it. Swing and a miss on the 2-1. Two balls, two strikes. Two on, two outs, two balls, two strikes. Johnstone's pitch, inside corner, changeup, struck him out. Toman will have a seat. Now Johnstone gives up a few hits with two outs and a run, but strands two more. Interesting ball game. We'll go to the fourth. It's 7-3 Dunedin.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Legler Orthodontics is here to help you, Mets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists, Legler Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Mets fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit braces@legler.com today and book your free consult. That's braces@legler.com for Legler Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle @St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
Everyone deserves...
This is development coach Regan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Well, you see here, folks, is that when we are on the road, it's usually just me broadcasting. So I have my habits, and one of the habits is not looking at the board and the soundboard here and closing out another microphone because I'm just used to being by myself. I turned my microphone off. Forgot to turn yours off, Josh, so you had a hot mic there. And just a nice hello to your significant other.
Yeah, everybody knows. Everybody knows that she's listening now.
That's all right, yeah. He could have said worse things. We have a new pitcher on the mound for the Blue Jays. This is Winder Garcia. And he is quickly ahead, nothing and two on Yero Martinez. So had a kind of a big swing in this game. Mets had some momentum. They had first and third as this one's nubbed out to the side of the mound. Yero Martinez hustling to first, and he's going to slide in. He's safe! Yero Martinez beats the throw by Garcia with the head-first slide. Just a nubber off the end of the bat, halfway between the third baseline and the mound. A nice play by Garcia to hop off the mound, make a good, strong throw, but it was just too much ground to cover. And Martinez,
baseman,
despite
three,
his big size, he does have some wheels. So he's on first, but he was at the plate as the tying run last time up, and Dominguez ran the Mets out of the inning. Ill-fated attempt trying to go to second on a pitch in the dirt. Then the Blue Jays score with two outs in the bottom of the third. So Martinez gets his hit, and as the Mets try to restart the offense here against a new pitcher, Garcia's pitch comes up and into Villavicencio. Look out. So Alcalde restarted the game for the Blue Jays, went an inning and a third, three hits, three runs, one earned, a walk and no strikeouts. Garcia's pitch is too high. Garcia has pitched in both the Complex League and in Dunedin this year. 7 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs, no walks, and 5 strikeouts for the Blue Jays. This is low to Villavicencio, and it's 3 balls and no strikes. Garcia throws a pitch, grounded into the hole, diving stop by the shortstop. The throw, safe. Oh, Beltre made a great diving stop and a good throw, but Villavicencio barely beat it out. That's another infield hit. So Villavicencio rolling the dice.
Shortstop,
3-0,
15,
grounding one in
Diego
the hole.
Mosquera.
Looked like it was going to make its way to the outfield. Beltre, great diving play. Didn't think he had a play at first base, but he did. Bang, bang. So here are the Mets, first and second, nobody out. Back to the top of the order, and Mosquera, who's 0-for-2 in the game. He likes swinging at that first pitch. Garcia's breaking ball is too high. He's got a little bit of Jeff McNeil in him in that way. He likes to attack early in the count.
I'd say it's worked out pretty well so far for Jeff, so.
One-oh pitch, and that one's lined at short to Beltre. Throw to second. Martinez doubled off. Double play. Tough break, as that was a rope hit by Mosquera. Right to Beltre, who was playing behind Martinez. Martinez unawares.
Now batting,
it's the second time the Mets have had a base running issue tonight. Baseball, say it again, say it a million times, funny. Two infield singles in the inning. That ball, the hardest struck of the inning, results in 2 outs. So here is Paws. Should have had a hit last time up, but was denied. Called an error instead. But we're over that.
Sounds like it.
Never get over it. 1-0 pitch is down and in. A strike. Paws had to look back. The way it was caught by Deschamps would not appear to be a strike, but ABS cares not. Surprised nonetheless. 1-1. Breaking ball fouled away. That Mosquera line drive double play. Exit velocity 100 miles an hour. Absolutely torched, but right at the shortstop. Otherwise, the Mets would have had the bases loaded. Maybe a run in. One-two pitch, and this one's popped up by Paws into center field. Barry jogging towards it makes the catch, and the inning is over. Mets threatened. Mosquera rocketed a ball out to short, caught by Barry for the double play, and then Paws pops out. No runs, 2 hits, no errors. One man stranded. We will go to the home fourth. Dunedin leads St. Lucie 7-3.
Your window is waiting.
Hey, baseball fans.
Now, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB tonight, every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight, every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutta Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutta Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
And please be joined by Josh Knupp, our cameraman, back from Clover Park and Bally Live.
Now pitching for the Mets. He's
taking some looks around other minor league baseball teams and their follow camera. We'll just say that we are very blessed to have Josh as our guy. He's a major league quality in single A. It's the only part of the podcast that's majorly quality, Josh. We have a new pitcher on the mound for the Mets. It's Miguel Alfonseca's brother, Angel Alfonseca. And, yes, they are rooming on the road together. The hotel here in Clearwater Beach. First pitch is a strike to Jace Borifin. Borifin strike out and a walk in the game. The walk came with the bases loaded. He later came around to score. Borifin flies this ball at Morabito, runs in, makes the catch. One down. Now, Angel Alfonseca, 22 years old from San Cristobal.
Hitter,
started his season with the Complex League. This is his second game with St. Lucie last week against Jupiter in a doubleheader game on a Friday night, pitching inning and two-thirds scoreless. So he's a fresh arm. Could be in there for a little while. Here's a drag bunt. Well done by Salinas. Picked up by Martinez. Shovels to second, first base too late. The second baseman, Vivasencio, is running over. Mets actually made it closer than it probably should have been. That was a really well done bunt by Salinas. The drag bunt hit it too far past Alfonseca. Errol Martinez, I thought, did a nice job to jump out and get that ball.
Yeah, that's one of those where, when done correctly, almost impossible to beat. Nice job by Villavicencio there, trying to cover first, but just not in time.
One on, one out for Brennan Orff. Singled in, struck out. The 10th man to hit in the 6-run second inning. Blue Jays lead this game 7-3. Takes the ball low. It's one and one. Now Johnstone, his day is done. Ending in the third. Four hits, two runs of his own, three inherited runs scored, a walk, and two strikeouts. I wonder if he's just running out of gas here late in the season. And a long season for everybody. He's been used an awful lot. Only a few appearances left, though, for each of these pitchers. 3-0 pitch is inside for ball four, and Alfonseca, despite the lefty-lefty advantage, just walked Orff on four straight pitches. So here come the Blue Jays. Don't want to let that just surprise bunt single start to unravel the inning.
Shortstop, number seven, Manuel Beltre.
Mentioned that Alfonseca prior to St. Lucie pitched in the Complex League. Complex League, best record in the FCL this year. Congrats to those guys. They played the playoff game today. Unfortunately, in the one-and-done situation, they lost to the FCL Braves 7-1. That's too bad. The great season like they do, play over 60 games, comes down to one game essentially, and you have a bad day, and you're done. It was a five-run inning for the FCL Braves in the third. The errors, some walks in there, and just like that, it can get away. So the FCL Braves move on. Now the championship series is a best of three. So if you survived the semifinal game, then you have some breathing room. Well, not much. Here's a wild pitch to the backstop after a mound visit. Now Beltre somehow dove out of the way, belly flopped across home plate. Salinas down to third, and that's Orff up to second. bunt single, a walk, and a wild pitch, and another inning where the Mets are in trouble. Infield coming in. One-oh pitch is popped into shallow right. Dominguez, huge arm, running in to make the catch. Here comes the heave home. Peroso makes the catch, the tag. He's out at the plate. What a hose by Carlos Dominguez. Throws out Salinas at the plate on the fly. Right to Peroso. Peroso catches the lunging tag on the arm of Salinas, and the inning is over. Carlos has been waiting for that one all season. Spectacular. Double play ends the inning. Alfonseca out of trouble. Blue Jays still lead by four, going to the fifth.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Unfortunately, StatCast does not have the velocity of Carlos Dominguez's throw, but folks, that was from medium depth right field near the line and on the fly home. Did not take a bounce to Peroso. Now here's Morabito taking a pitch inside. We have a new pitcher on the mound for the Blue Jays. It's C.J. Van Eyck. And second pitch he throws is fouled off by Morabito. It's 1-1. Now Van Eyck, a rehabber for the Blue Jays, gets the clean inning behind Garcia. Pitched a scoreless fourth. Morabito swings and misses at the fastball at 94. And he will use his timeout. We all know Carlos Dominguez has a great arm, loves to show it off. He nailed Salinas at the plate, completing a double play to get Alfonseca out of trouble. Breaking ball in for a third strike. Morabito caught looking. ABS liked the pitch.
Third baseman, number one, Wilfredo Lara.
Van Eyck was Toronto's second-round pick, 42nd overall in 2020 out of Florida State. Line drive caught off the bat of Lahr by the first baseman Orff running to his left. Trying to sneak it down the line. Orff ran right into it. Two quick outs for Van Eyck. Van Eyck made
Catcher,
two appearances
15,
for the
Vincent
FCL Blue Jays Toronto. Before getting over here to Dunedin. This is his sixth game for Dunedin in the rehab assignment, long rehab assignment. It's his first out of the bullpen. Started five games. Hasn't pitched since 2021 when he made it up to the Northwest League of Vancouver. Talked about that Tuesday, Josh, that when you get promoted from Dunedin, you get to go to Vancouver, Canada. That is a long trip.
I don't think you could be farther away.
And Tapper out towards Van Eyck, throws to first. Good stretch by Orff. Perozzo is out on the comeback. 1-2-3 inning for the minor league rehab. We've reached the halfway point tonight. Game starting to pick up some speed. It's still 7-3 Blue Jays.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right, pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Bottom of the fifth. Angel Alfonseca back out for another inning. Second and third, one out. And you got the fly out to right. Dominguez, Jose Salinas at the plate trying to tag up and score. That double play got Alfonseca out of trouble. It'll be Del Rosario, Deschamps, and Rudd. Final three batters in the order. Mets and Blue Jays restarted this game late, about an hour and a half late due to rain in the area and some lightning that hit. It was decided that this would be the only game today. We pushed the seven-inning game to tomorrow, making tomorrow a true doubleheader. With 2-7 starting at 5 o'clock. Appears to be a favorable decision for the Mets, who are going to be really short on pitching if they had to play two games today. And it's been kind of a wild affair so far, but the game's starting to settle in as Alfonseca throws one inside to Del Rosario. Mets came out of the break, 2-on, 2 outs. Villavicencio flew out to end the top of the second. Dunnington puts up 6 in the bottom of the second. Mets get back into the game with 3 in the third. Dunnington tacks one on in the bottom of the third with the 7-3 lead. Dunnington scored 5 of those 7 runs with 2 outs. Line drive nearly hits Alfonseca and it's through for a base hit. Hold our breath there for a moment. Glad it didn't hit him. Much rather have the base hit. Del Rosario, 2-for-3 now. And here's Deschamps back up. RBI ground out and a double and a run for him. Josh, you mentioned earlier, do we know the other FCL game? Talked about the Mets FCL team losing a heartbreaker today. Well, a heartbreaking ending, maybe not heartbreaker game, losing 7-1. Trailed for nearly most of the game. So the Braves are on to the finals. The other game, the FCL Yankees defeated the FCL Pirates 7-6 over in Tampa. But there's more to the story. First pitch is grounded for foul by Deschamps. That game, it was 7-6 Yankees. Pirates FCL team hit a home run in the top of the ninth to make it 7-6. So 7-5. And then a home run with one out in the top of the sixth made it 7-6. Pirates down 1. Game went into a rain delay. One out in the ninth inning. 2 hours and 39 minutes. 0-1 pitch. Runner goes. Perozzo's throw. Too late. Del Rosario steals second. Beats the one-hop bounce. Pitch was a strike. It's correction, a ball. It's 1-1. So that was a 2-hour and 39-minute delay. Now, that was not played in the big stadium, to my understanding, as this ball is hit high and deep to right field. Dominguez rounding to it, still rounding, makes the catch short of the track. Here comes the throw to second, cut off by Mosquera. Long fly out for Deschamps, advances Del Rosario from second to third.
Left fielder number 3.
That pitch was high out of the strike zone. Deschamps hit it a mile up. The short dimensions here at TD Ballpark. Wade Dominguez started to run back. Started to think, uh-oh, might have cleared the deck out there, but ended up being short of the warning track. Infield in for the Mets with Del Rosario at third and one out. Rudd the batter. Lefty-lefty matchup. Pitches the ball high. So those backfields where that game was played on, you know, they don't have tarps, to my knowledge, so you have the rain come through, then you have to fix the field. I don't know if they moved to another field, but a 2-hour and 39-minute delay, that is a long time for a minor league game. But with the season and the playoffs on the line, you can understand the waiting. By the way, when they resume, two batters, two outs, game over. Fly ball, shallow center. Vivasencio running back, Morbido running in, and it's going to get down for a base hit. Vivasencio had to play in on the grass, and because of that, he could not get to that fly ball in shallow center, which he would normally do easily if he was playing back. It's a tough break as Rudd finds green grass, an RBI single for him. Del Rosario scores, and it's 8-3. Two RBI game for Rudd from the 9 spot. The Blue Jays have scored in 3 of their 4 innings. Would have been 4-for-4 if not for the great throw by Dominguez from right. One 0 pitch, and that's ripped to left field, and that's going to sink in for a base hit. In front of Paws, raced in to think about a catch. Had to pull up Braden Berry after starting this series 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts.
Third baseman, number 35.
He's now reached 3 straight times from the top spot. 2 singles and a walk. Well, Fonseca getting hit around here. The Blue Jays only 5 hits all game on Tuesday. They've doubled that today. There's still just 1 out in the bottom of the 5th. Fonseca delivers a slider outside for ball 1 to Tucker Thoman, the switch hitter. Will bat right-handed now. Pitch, grounded to third. Lahr will step on third, throw across the diamond to strike for a double play. Wilfredo Lahr shows off his arm. Fields the grounder, steps on third for the force out, and a dart to Martinez to get Thoman. 5-3, double play. And the inning is over. Blue Jays score 1 run on 3 hits, no errors, 1 stranded. 6th inning coming right up. Blue Jays have an 8-3 lead.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
And some clouds rolling in, maybe some weather rolling in later. We will see. Game's official. Van Eyck out for his second inning in this rehab assignment. Throws a second strike to Carlos Dominguez, and Carlos will use the timeout. Dominguez drew a walk that loaded the bases in the third inning, helped the Mets score a run on a sac fly, but then he was caught stealing second base to end what was a really good inning for the Mets. Then he had the outfield assist a couple innings later. So Josh, you mentioned between the break, I feel like there's one of the most interesting games we've played in a while. A lot going on here.
Yeah, it seems like there's been a big play every inning, whether that's a double play or a play at the plate, run scored, ball in the gap. There's been something happening every inning, and you just don't get that every game. So we're really being treated to a really good game right now.
Pitch is low. It's 2-2. It's clouding up here, but the radar is absolutely clean as a whistle. So something blows up on top of us. Just some cloud cover. Dominguez breaks his bat, flares a ball to left, and it's going to be down for a base hit, and it's booted by Rudd. Dominguez going to try for two. Here's Rudd's throw. He slides in. Safe! Dominguez into second base. Rudd was coming in. He thought about a dive, pulled up. Ball deflected off of him, trickled behind, and by the time he recovered and threw to second, it was too late. It should be a double by Dominguez, but we will hold on for now.
Designated hitter, number 48, Kellum Clark. Yep.
Wrong again, Adam. Single and an error. I think we had a very similar play last week at home. That official score, Bill, ruled the double. Here's Kellum Clark. Mets were down 6-0 early. Cut it in half. Dunedin has scored the game's most two recent runs to build a 5-run lead back up. Now Clark has had a good game both yesterday and today. Foul tips this pitch for strike two. The single yesterday for his first St. Lucie hit. And a nice RBI sac fly back in the 3-run third inning on an 0-2 pitch. This pitch is in there for a third strike. Caught looking for the first out of the inning.
First baseman, number 30, Yerel Martinez.
Yerel Martinez is up. Martinez has singled and walked in the game. Van Eyck's first pitch, a ball outside. Van Eyck looks back to second, throws this pitch down and in. 2-0. Martinez sitting on 9 home runs this season. I believe he's going to get the 10, at least. 2-0 pitch, tried for 10 there and fouled it straight back. Two balls and a strike. 2-1 pitch is grounded back to Van Eyck, who's going to throw to third, and now Dominguez is in a rundown. Toman will track him, throw to second. Here is Beltre on the run. He throws to second, tagged out. And while all this is happening, Martinez is able to scramble up to second base. So Dominguez caught in a tough spot as the Blue Jay pitcher Van Eyck jumps off the mound to his left. Fields looks to second and gets Dominguez caught in a rundown, but Carlos kept it going long enough that Martinez is able to at least get to second base. So you essentially have a situation that you just had. And if Van Eyck, the pitcher who made the tag out, if he went just to first base, there'd be two outs with the runner on second. That's what it is right now. Kevin Villavicencio next up with two outs. And Dominguez on second base with no outs. Now you have Martinez on second base with two outs. Villavicencio a fly out and a single today. Van Eyck's first pitch is fouled away. So if you're scoring at home, and I know you are, that's a fielder's choice. 1-5-4-1.
I know Bill loves those, the official scores. They always love those. I've been in the press box, starts calling them out loud, making sure you write it down before the play finishes.
Curveball low. Yeah, I've been in there with him before when he just shouts it out and start throwing it around. Can't exactly broadcast like that. Official score can. 1-1 pitch lined back to Van Eyck. He stabs it for the outs. Wow, that was a rocket, probably over 100 miles an hour, right back to Van Eyck. Reaches out to his left, ball goes right in the mitt. Looked like the second baseman, Del Rosario, was well positioned behind. Like you say, Josh, something interesting has happened every inning. We had two things. That it.
Hey, fans, don't forget to
mid
join
six,
us on Friday, September
Mets down 8th, by five. We're listening to the St. Louis Mets Baseball Network.
Is all about
the
you.
Biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Third inning of work for Angel Alfonseca, and he throws first pitch ball one to Jace Borifin. Alfonseca's gotten double plays in each of his two innings. One unconventional, the fly out to right and out at home plate on the outfield assist. And then last inning in the fifth, the 5-3 double play. 1-1 pitch to Borifin is slugged deep to center field. Morabito turns and runs, still running, and he's got it. Back pedaling on the warning track. Borifin put a charge into that pitch. flies out deep to center. By the way, the line drive caught by the pitcher Van Eyck to Rob DiVincenzo, 100 miles an hour off the bat, 99.6 if you want to get technical. I still say that Del Rosario was back there. Almost looked like he was disappointed. Second baseman appeared to be in a position where he could play that ball. First pitch to Roque Salinas is a ball. Second pitch is lined into left field. Roque Salinas is 3-for-3. He had the drag bunt against Alfonseca in the fourth inning. He has a clean
first
hit to left field this
inning. 27, Brennan Ford.
What the Blue Jays have done so good at today is not trying to do too much. They're just taking what is given, just sending little singles out there, trying to get extra bases by stealing or bunting or, you know, playing smart baseball. Don't succumb to the strikeout or to the pop fly.
There's a fly deep out to left, but slicing foul off that of Orff. Man, Josh, you weren't here on Tuesday, but if you had told me that this was a completely different team, I would have believe you. And this is not the Dunedin team that came to the plate on Tuesday. Now, granted, they've been playing ahead for most of the game. That might change the equation. The Mets pitching got rolling downhill on Tuesday, and the Blue Jays just couldn't stop it. I think a lot of that had to do with the prolific strike throwing. The Mets not walking a batter the final six innings. Blue Jays have been able to be more patient today. This pitch is fouled back, the slider, and it's 1-2. And Mets pitching not quite as crisp today in this game. Five walks. Every pitcher has issued at least one. A couple of wild pitches, a hit batter. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, swung on and missed. That was nasty. Curve at 74 coming out of that three-quarter arm slot. Orff was way out front of it. He strikes out for the second.
Now batting number seven, Manuel.
Now all Mets pitchers have at least a strikeout. 2 down, Salinas on first base. And Manuel Beltre is up, 0-for-2. With the walk and a run. Blue Jays lead 8-3 as this pitch comes inside. Took their lead not too far after the restart. Scoring 6 in the second. Pitch comes home too high. Pitch inside so far that it plants Beltre. Lost his feet, landed really on top of home plate. 3 balls, no strikes. Alfonseca's 3-0 pitch is no good. That's a 4-pitch walk. Beltre on, pushes Salinas up to second. And will bring up Del Rosario, who already has 2 hits in the game.
Second baseman, number 4, Angel Del Rosario.
Del Rosario, 2-for-3. A double, a single. He has scored twice, driven in a run. Batting from the 7th spot. Little guy, right-handed batter. Waits on the first pitch. It's a curveball outside. Looked like it almost crossed up Perozzo, and he's going to head to the mound. That was a wild pitch-saving catch by Perozzo. The Mets are starting to chew up their mound visits. This will be the 4th one. They'll only have 3 left the rest of the game. The Blue Jays actually post that on their video board. I do like that. Am Reminder, fans, this is just game two of a six-game series. We're behind schedule thanks to the suspended game. We will stay behind schedule because this is the only game today. We'll go doubleheader tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Weather looks better. We should be able to get through two games tomorrow. That'll get us back on track. And then single games on Saturday and Sunday to finish out this series. Mound visit over. Broken up by Davian Fry. Second pitch is a strike. It's 1-1. Alfonseca hunched over, dangling that ball in his left hand. A 1-1 pitch is buried at the back foot of Del Rosario for ball two. It's going to turn into a long series for Vincent Perozzo. He caught game one on Tuesday, caught a little bit yesterday, catching the rest of this game today. As this pitch misses inside, and he's going to catch at least one of the two games tomorrow, you would imagine. Jose Hernandez and Perozzo, the only catchers on the roster now, with Villalobos demoted to the FCL. 3-1 pitch, and that is outside for ball four. Back-to-back two-out walks for Alfonseca to load the bases. This is looking like what happened in the third inning when the Mets were on the verge of getting out of the inning unscathed of just two runs. Walk batter, hit batter, and all of a sudden Blue Jays had the bases loaded. Another walk issued. Now here is DeSham. He's 1-for-3, lefty-lefty matchup, and Alfonseca could dig deep and throw a strike. Not on this pitch, it's outside. He's throwing 41 pitches, 21 balls, 20 strikes. Garcia was half and half, Johnstone was half and half. This pitch makes it ball two, so now the Mets have thrown more balls than strikes tonight. 180-degree difference from Tuesday. 2-0 pitch. Guides in a strike, a fastball at 90.
Yeah, you get in a spot like this, bases loaded, two outs, trying to keep the game in hand. You can start pointing a little bit, start aiming the ball when you just need to kind of let it go and release.
Pitch is in the dirt. Ball three, chased up the line by Perozzo. I think Alfonseca is just out of gas. Well, he struck out Orr for the second out, third batter of the inning. And all of a sudden, he's just out of juice out there. Mets do have a reliever in the bullpen. Can Alfonseca rally here and get an out on this pitch or the next? Pitch is fouled away. That'll make the count full. The fastball, 89. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, bases loaded. Everybody on the move for the Blue Jays. Salinas, Beltre, and Del Rosario. 3-2 pitch comes home, and it's fouled back. With the fastball again, and I think that is the safest pitch for Alfonseca right now. The last few breaking balls have been way off the plate. Set again for another 3-2. Here it comes. He goes breaking ball, and it's popped up into left field. Paws running in. He makes the catch, and the inning is over. Alfonseca bends but does not break. That's a scoreless inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. He strands the bases loaded. Mets hanging around, down 8-3 through six innings.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Mets batting in the seventh.
For St. Lucie.
Mets down by six early in this game. Got it down to three runs, but it's back to five, and now have to start turning on the offense. They want to get back into this game. Van Eyck out for another inning. A minor league rehabber from Florida State, inning number three. He and Garcia have combined for three shutout innings behind Alcalde, who restarted this game and scuffled in the third inning. Second pitch is a ball to Mosquera. It's 2-0. Diego today 0-for-3. And that tough line drive out at 100 miles an hour into a double play. That's where down by the same score they are right now. First and second, no outs. He hit that ball, thinking off the bat. That's going to have the bases loaded instead of double play. And he takes this pitch high for ball four. Four-pitch walk to open the road half of the seventh. And that's starting to pile up the base runners. They're 2-for-8 with runners in scoring position today.
Carrell Pons.
Stranded sixth. A couple of tough outs on the bases with the line drive double play and the caught stealing. Back into three-run third inning. Here's Paws, who's 0-for-3, begrudgingly. Fouls went away. A five-game hit streak and the four-game multi-hit streak. He's frustrated he did not drill that ball forward. Straight back. Telltale sign that the batter just slightly off. They will use the timeout before the 0-1. Breaking ball, line to left field. That's going to be caught on the lean by Rudd. And Jaden Rudd comes screaming in from left field, makes a nice catch. Ball would not sink fast enough.
Center fielder, number four, Paws again. Morabito.
A 1-0, and Morabito will come up. Other games around the Florida State League today. By the way, all the other teams enjoying great weather this week. If you looked at the radar map of Florida the last 2 days, it's astounding. I mean, just little green and red specks on the entire state and right here in Dunedin. I think the Mets have had a terrible run of weather this year. It looked like we were rounding into form the last couple of weeks at home. As this ball is grounded foul by Morabito down the right side. Coming over here to Dunedin, Josh, I looked at the future forecast on Monday and it said 20 to 15% chance every day, all series long. And I came on the air on Tuesday and said, we're going to play every game on time, nine innings uninterrupted, and that lasted one day. So.
Well, you said it on air, so.
Yep. You'd think I'd learn after 10 years of doing this. 1-1 pitch is shot foul. But I'm holding out hope that from the first pitch in the restart today through the rest of the week, we'll be fine.
I also looked at the weather and came to the same conclusion you did. So you were not alone in that, but the blame is on you for saying it on air. I do not have the same platform you do, so I cannot take the blame for it.
Ground ball out to short. Beltre goes to second. Del Rosario to first base. Not nearly in time. Morbido way too fast. You know, fielder's choice ground out. Mosquera forced out up on second. No double play to end the inning. We've had, how many double plays have we had today? Mets have hit line drive into one.
Number one.
There's been the double play with the outfield assist. Ground ball, double play. So there's three. All of which ended innings. A correction, the one the Mets hit into did not end the inning. By the way, they are game changers. Two outs. Morabito on first base. Lara at the plate. He is one for three with an RBI double. Blue Jays lead by five in the top of the seventh. Pitch is a changeup for a strike. So, yeah, all the other teams in the Florida State League playing their series uninterrupted. First two games and now three games. Every other series is split 1-1. 0-1 pitch. Low. Blue Jays trying to do the same. Get a series to 1-1 after two games. One went on Lara, fouled away, and that one will knock down to Sham, the catcher. I think that caught him in his hand. Now, Mets won their first Tuesday game of the second half a couple of days ago. Now they're trying to win their first Wednesday game of the second half. They have been in a 1-1 series this half. They beat Palm Beach in the second game of a series, but that was a weather-affected series where that second game was played on a Thursday. It's hard to keep track of all these rain-affected games. Lara cannot check his swing, goes around on the slider, wants to break his bat over his knee, but won't. The inning is over. Mascara's leadoff walk goes nowhere. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man stranded. It's time for the seventh inning stretch at TD
and
Ballpark.
It's now time.
We'll let you
pick
listen
it up
to the Blue Jays song.
You got a diamond, you got nine men, you got a hat and a bat, and that's not all. You got the bleachers, you got them from spring till fall. You got a dog and a drink. And umpire's call, what do you want? Let's play ball.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
I love that Blue Jays theme song. I really do. It's very catchy. It's been around decades. I don't know why I like it so much. It's just very catchy. So they play that at the end of the top of the seventh, right before they roll into take me out to the ball game.
It was great. I loved it.
I think I'm going to do it again tomorrow. Let that play out over the crowd, Mike.
Okay,
Blue Jays, let's play ball.
That's what you've been saying, sitting here for an hour and a half.
Yeah, let's play ball. Can we play ball? New pitcher on the mound for the Mets is Christopher Vasquez in the bottom of the seventh. And he has worked himself ahead 1-2 on Jaden Rudd. Rudd 2-for-3 from the ninth spot with two RBI singles. So a good day for him. That kind of tells you where the Blue Jays offense is today. 11 runs on. As this ball is grounded to Via Vicencio. Throw to first base in time. Great play by Kevin. Not an easy one with the fast-running Judd down the line. Blue Jays, 8 runs on 11 hits today. Not 12 hits. Not yet, thanks to Via Vicencio. Back to the top in Braden Berry. Close the book on Miguel Alfonseca. Angel Alfonseca, Miguel's brother. Sure I won't get that confused 3 more times this year. Berry's reached base 3 straight times on a walk and 2 singles. Alfonseca, 3 innings, 5 hits, a run, 3 walks and a strikeout. Benefited from 2 double plays. Pitched out of the bases loaded jam last inning. As ERA through 2 games with St. Lucie, 1.93. Berry takes a strike, and it's 1-1. Breaking ball, good slider, strike 2. Now, if all goes well for the Mets, Vasquez will pitch 3 innings, 7th, 8th, and 9th. Mets offense going to need to do a lot of work, though, in the last 2 innings to force a bottom of the 9th. 1-2, breaking ball, strike 3 at the knees. What a great slider from Vasquez. Fooled Berry. 2 up, 2 down. Sharp.
Now batting number 35, Tucker.
Vasquez appearing for the 23rd time this season. 20th out of the bullpen. He was one of those starters to start the year, short starts. Then he was a piggyback guy. Now he's more of just a straight reliever. Had 2 really poor outings to start this month. 2 games against Daytona and Palm Beach, giving up 14 runs and just 4 2/3. This ball is fouled away, but his last 2 outings have been better. 3-pitch strikeout against Jupiter on the 15th. 2 innings, 1 earned run last Saturday. Another relatively fresh arm for the Mets to throw out there. 1-0-2 coming on Tucker Thoman, and he strikes out in the back foot slider. 1-2-3 go the Blue Jays in the home 7th inning. 2 strikeouts for Vasquez. Going to the 8th in Dunedin, it's 8-3 Dunedin.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucimets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yes, you are on a pleasant Thursday night in Dunedin, Florida. Small little town nestled
leading off the top of the eighth
next to Clearwater, just north of Clearwater, 13, over the bay, right on the Gulf. It's getting late. Mets down to their last two ups at the plate, trailing by five. Vincent Perozzo set to lead off. He's one for three with an RBI single today. He fouls the first pitch back from C.J. Van Eyck. Van Eyck in his fourth inning. So far, three shutout with one hit. He's done well on this minor league rehab start or relief appearance. His first relief outing on the rehab. Prior five outings were starts. Swing and a miss by Perozzo, and it's 0-2, and he will use his timeout. I'll mention that everybody else in the Florida State League has enjoyed good weather today in a 1-1 series split across the board. What about games tonight? Coming after this pitch. That swung on and missed. On the changeup, Perozzo goes down. On the all-important series in the north, Clearwater and Lakeland, with Lakeland leading the division over Clearwater by a game. It's 3-2 Lakeland. A win. That's final.
Carlos Dominguez.
Nip and tuck there. Lakeland back to two games up on the Threshers. Big series there. Lakeland now is the 2-1 series lead. First pitch to Dominguez is taken for a ball. Palm Beach at Tampa. Not too far away from here. Palm Beach is up 7-6 in the bottom of the seventh. Palm Beach trying to repeat in the East and win the second half. After winning the first, they are two games behind Jupiter, tied with Daytona. 1-1 pitch is foul tipped by Dominguez, 1-2. Speaking of Daytona, tied at 1 in Fort Myers, game in the seventh inning. And Jupiter trying to hold off Daytona and Palm Beach is up 5-4 in the eighth inning against Bradenton. Bradenton only two games back in the West, so we got some tight ball games tonight with some big implications. Include tonight's games with only 16 left. 2-2 pitch coming to Dominguez, and he will fly it high in the sky, deep to left field, going back at the track and looking up is Rudd. Bye-bye baseball. Carlos Dominguez, a sky ball to left, clears the wall into the Mets bullpen. And the Mets are now down 8-4 for Dominguez, his fifth of the season. Evoking memories of the home run he hit back in September 2022. Stakes a lot higher in that game, of course, the playoff game. The game winner in the ninth. Now we'll have a mound visit or a pitching change. A pitching change. Donnie Murphy, Blue Jay skipper, out to remove Van Eyck, who's pitched well, but his last pitch will be gone over the wall. New pitcher coming in for the Blue Jays. They lead by four.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask mom and dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutta Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutta Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
New pitcher for Dunedin in the top of the eighth, Liam Mendez. Pitching with a 8-4 lead. Blows a fastball by Kellum Clark at 93. Clark 1-for-2 in the game with a single and a sac fly. Dominguez will give you the home run numbers momentarily. 0-1 pitch, breaking ball, slugged into right field. On comes Borfin. He makes the catch for out number two. Clark retired. The Dominguez home run left the bat at 100 miles an hour. It was way up there. Launch angle 37 degrees. Hang first time was 6.3 seconds.
Yerol Martinez.
Distance 360 feet. Came on a curveball at 80 miles an hour. Curveball that was basically thigh high. First pitch to Yoel Martinez, a called strike. Well, Gilbert Gomez addressed the team before the series and said it's never too late to make an impression one way or the other on the organization and everybody watching. So even though Dominguez has had a rough season, both injury-wise and when he's been in there, still up to 5 home runs and certainly has the capabilities to go on a real power binge here and establish himself for the next season. Yoel Martinez swings and misses at a high fastball. It's 1-2. Gilbert's right about that. It's never too late, and I've said it for years now. You know, you never know when somebody's watching. All these games are streamed through home IP cameras to various organizations and scouts. You got scouts sitting in the stands. You never know who's watching, who's listening. It could be a blowout game in the eighth inning. Game number 120. Somebody somewhere is making an assessment. 1-2 pitch to Martinez, and he lays off. Martinez had that hustle single back in the fourth inning where he dove headfirst into first base. That's down 5 at the time, so no quitting him. Breaking pitch is high, full count. Mendez set. 3-2 pitch, and it's spoiled foul off to the left. Emergency hack. Mendez, another 3-2 pitch. And that's yanked down the first baseline. It's a fair ball past the dive of Orff. Martinez going for two. Here's the throw from Borfin. It's late. A two-out RBI double by Martinez. Scorched. Hit the dirt just past the first base bag. And he's got a multi-hit game.
Second baseman, number 3, Kevin Villavicencio.
And he will continue for Villavicencio.
Yeah, I think Martinez was thinking double out of the box, and then it hit that wall that sticks out there down the right field line, and that pretty much sealed the deal. Almost an impossible play for the right fielder.
Villavicencio 1-for-3 from the 9 spot. Mets down 4. They only have 4 outs left to play with as Mendez throws the slider out, so a hit here by DeVincenzo would go a long way in a comeback attempt. And a double by Martinez hit 100 miles an hour off the bat. His 11th double this season. This ball fouled straight back, so Yarrell has a chance for a 10-homer, 11-double season. Another player like Wilfredo Lara, who didn't break camp with the team, came over at the very end of April. Got off to that 0-for-21 start. Has rallied for a very nice debut season and full-season ball. DeVincenzo hits a fly ball high in the sky. Long run for Rudd. He's going to get there for the warning track. DeVincenzo flies out. The inning is over. Mets get a run on the Dominguez homer. Two hits, no errors. One man stranded. Blue Jays up 8-4. We'll look for insurance before the ninth.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Christopher Vasquez out for inning number two.
Leading off, the
breeze through the Blue Jays. Three hitters he faced in the seventh on 10 pitches for two strikeouts. Freebird for Jace Borifin, who is 0-for-3 today with the walk and a run. And an RBI drew the bases loaded free pass back in the second. As it stands, that second inning is the inning right now that's deciding this game. As Vasquez is going to be hit with an automatic ball one here. Yep. He stepped off the mound as the clock was winding down, but with nobody on base, the clock does not stop. And you step off the mound. So ball one is called. Clock violation. Here comes the actual first pitch to Borifin. It's high for ball two. Well, we took a spin around the Florida State League today. Every game is either tied or within one run as Borifin flies one down the left field side by the tarp. That will be out of the range of Lara. Clearwater beat Lakeland, or Lakeland beat Clearwater by one. Every other game is either tied or within one run. What about the Mets organization tonight? Well, big Mets off. They're losing yesterday in Atlanta. Braves taking two out of three. So just the affiliates in action tonight. Vasquez throws the 2-1 outside. Mentioned earlier the FCL Mets season came to a tough end today. Best record in the FCL, but always dangerous with the one-game playoff. The FCL Braves got them 7-1. 3-1 pitch is swung on and missed. Ugly swing from Borifin. Now it'll be interesting to see if now the FCL season is over, if any of those players stick around and wind up in St. Lucie, or if the organization sends those guys home. 3-2 pitch, and that's grounded foul. Last year, after the FCL season ended, a couple came over, but for the most part, they went home. I'm sure many will be with St. Lucie next season, if not to start at some point. 3-2 pitch, and that's going to be grounded by Borfin out to second. Vivasensi waits on it, throws to first, and has the out. Four batters face, four batters retired for Vasquez.
Designated hitter, and number 26, Brooke K.
High A action. Brooklyn, nice comeback win yesterday. Brooklyn, they gave up five runs in the bottom of the ninth to lose on Tuesday. It's a gut punch. And they're trying to fight for a division title. They won yesterday. Felipe De La Cruz, former St. Lucie Met, was the winning pitcher. Felipe, six innings, five hits, three earned runs, four walks, and six strikeouts. Congrats to him on winning his first start in High A. Brooklyn tonight. Up 8-7 in the top of the eighth. Brooklyn is in Asheville, North Carolina. So trying to hold on to a late lead tonight. Roque Salinas trying for a four-hit game. Takes the ball high. It's 3-0 on him. In double-A action, Binghamton is up 2-0 in a series at New Hampshire. The Fisher Cats, that's another Mets-Blue Jays matchup. 3-0 pitches outside. Salinas on base for the fourth time today. Now 3-for-3 plus a walk. Binghamton, though, down 6-1 tonight. A six-run inning for New Hampshire. So some symmetry there. Blue Jays single-A affiliate and double-A affiliate both posting a six-run inning against the Mets tonight. All those runs scoring against Luis Moreno. It was a good St. Lucie Met 2021 and 22. Joey Lancelotti, who started this season in St. Lucie and showed that he had good stuff, but the results weren't there when it came to the stats. He's now up in Binghamton. He flew right through Brooklyn, various promotion from St. Lucie, and he's now in double-A. Pitch is high to Brennan Orff. That's six straight balls thrown by Vasquez. 2-0 is the count. One on, one out in the eighth inning. Fastball no good. That's seven straight misfires. Syracuse tonight at home against Buffalo, continuing a two-week homestand for the Syracuse Mets. Buffalo is up 4-1. Pitch is outside. Back-to-back four-pitch walks. Where did this come from? Vasquez had retired all four batters he had faced. Two strikeouts. And now he has totally lost the plate. Eight straight balls. And Rosso will head out to the mound for another visit. Correction, he's going to stop short and just relay some defensive signals. Joey Lucchesi got the start for Syracuse. Three innings, seven hits, four runs, three walks. Doesn't sound like the chirp ball's cooperating tonight. Ball nine. Pitch up high to Beltre.
Is Buffalo also part of the Blue Jays organization?
You're right. What are the odds of that? I don't think the schedule makers take that into account. Buffalo Bison, right? Ball 10. Throw back to second by Perozzo. Nearly sneaks in. The runner is safe. Salinas got back. Perozzo sold that quite well. Just the relaxed throw from behind the plate. Just got it over the head of Vasquez, but it didn't work. Ball 11. Now Vasquez slaps himself in the chest, and Perozzo absolutely fires a missile back to him. Neither pleased right now. Three-oh pitch. Hey, broke the streak. 3-1. One pitch is fouled away. Full count. Are the Big Mets playing the Blue Jays tomorrow? No. Hosting the Angels. But no Shohei Ohtani on the mound, at least. Sounds like he's making the trip, though, and plans to hit. I think the New York media is going to be asking him a lot of questions tomorrow if the Angels make him available. 3-2 pitch from Vasquez to Beltre, and a tapper foul. It was going to be ball four, but Beltre went after it. Yeah, tough news all around baseball yesterday when we found out that Ohtani would not be pitching again this season towards UCL. Really the only known fix for that is Tommy John surgery. Heading into free agency, just a terrible blow for him and for the sport. 3-2 pitches, high ball four. Vasquez has walked three in a row out of the clear blue sky to load the bases. That's the 10th walk issued by the Mets. And again, worth saying that Mets pitchers on Tuesday, the last two, Alfonseca and Fago, didn't walk any in six innings. But 10 have been walked in this game, one by the starter Gomez yesterday, and now nine by all the pitchers combined today. Probably a happy medium in there somewhere. Yeah, Ohtani will roll into Citi Field. Sounds like he'll hit. Let's see if he takes any questions. Of course, the Mets will be linked to him because they are the Mets and they are players in free agency every year now with this ownership group.
Second baseman, number four.
Starting to read all those articles and media reports on what a contract would look like now that he's just a hitter. Still impressive. He is maybe the best hitter in baseball. There's Del Rosario after the mound visit by Dan McKinney, and he swings through a fastball for strike one. Mets trail 8-4, one out, bases loaded in the bottom of the eighth inning. Three consecutive walks. And Del Rosario, who is 3-for-3 plus a walk for himself, is at the plate. 0-1 count. ...0-1 pitch is cut on and fouled away. And now Vasquez works ahead 0-2. Vasquez set from the stretch. The 0-2 pitch is slugged in the deep left field by Del Rosario. Paz on the run. He's going to get there to make the play. Deep fly out will bring home a run. Sack fly for Del Rosario, but that ball looked like it was heading down to the corner for extra bases. That's bullpen out there and left applauding. Paz got a great jump. But Salinas scores. Blue Jays back up by 5-9-4.
Yeah, off the bat, I thought that was going to be down for sure. Scoring multiple runs, really putting this thing out of reach. But you'd like to have some hope that only down five, the Mets could claw their way back in. We saw Dunedin score six. Tonight, anything is possible, but it gets farther away, obviously, the more runs you allow.
Each team has scored once here in the eighth inning. Two down. Deschamps is up. He's 1-for-4. 1-0 pitch. He swings through a high fastball, and it looks like Vasquez has found it again. Only one ball thrown since the mound visit. Through six innings, we did the math. Through six innings in this game, the Mets had thrown one more strike than balls. So that's not a ratio you're looking for, not 50-50. Vasquez, this pitch has swung on a miss, has kind of summed it up. ton of strikes early. Certainly 11 straight balls throws in a wrench. He's just above 50% strikes at the moment. 1-2 on Deschamps. And he checks his swing, or did he? On appeal, he held. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two on. Vasquez coming set. Pitch is swung on and missed in the dirt. Peruzzo will throw down to first, and that will conclude the inning. Shaum strikes out. Three strikeouts for Vasquez in two innings. Gives up a run. Mets need to post five in the top of the ninth to go up 2-0 in the series. Have a shot.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right, pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Now pitching for the Blue Jays, right-hander, number 10, Trey Yeager.
Trey Yeager, new pitcher for Dunedin, taking over for Alim. Yeager, fifth pitcher of the night. Oh, we got a dog in the booth next door. I want to pet that dog. You got a suite next door, and I just saw a beautiful golden retriever pop out.
Number 15.
Josh, go bring that dog in the booth.
I didn't see anything.
You didn't see it?
I believe we have hit the 902 crazies.
There's a dog just popped out in the suite next door to the booth. Oh. I think that's the baseball operations booth for the Toronto Blue Jays. So we are not allowed in there. So Yeager on the mound trying to finish this out, a non-save spot as the Blue Jays are up 9-4. They've led 6-0 since the second. Mets really threatened in the third inning. They got three runs. They had the tying run at the plate, but that's as close as they've been. Mascara was 0-for-3 with the walk from the top spot. Takes a ball. It's 1-2. So Mendez, he went two-thirds of an inning. The hit, no runs. He cleaned up the eighth inning for Van Eyck. Mascara strikes out, swinging on the slider. One down.
Left fielder, number 45, Carell Paz.
Now Carell Paz, last chance for a six-game hit streak. I still think he should already have it. It will be an asterisk for me. Reached on the air in the third. It should have been a hit. A great diving stop by Del Rosario on a grounder. He just couldn't complete it with the throw. Again, 1-0 pitch to Paws, and he will take it inside corner for a strike. He also hit a nice line drive to left last time up that wouldn't fall. One one outside. Yeager from Fort Wayne, Indiana. He was the 12th Brown selection by the Blue Jays this year. Only his second pro game, as first with Dunedin. Ground ball at the middle, and it's through for a base hit. Burrell Paws cannot be denied. He's got a 6-game hit streak, and in my eyes, a 5-game multi-hit streak. But you can't have everything in life. One on, one out.
Center fielder, number 4, Nick Morabito.
Yeager was drafted out of Pasco Hernando State Junior College here in Florida. Josh, we lived in Florida a long time. I've never heard of that place.
Yeah, I don't think I could have told you that that was a place, and I also don't think I'd be able to tell you that was in Florida.
That sounds like a California school. But as we've said many times, you know, these scouts, these teams, they will go far and wide. Leave no stone unturned to find talent. So they find Yeager out of Pasco Hernando State Junior College. And a Google map this place. Are we close to it? Fastball for a strike, and it's 2-1 on Morabito. Oh, gosh. It's like within a stone's throw up here. Probably staying in his home. It's just north of Dunedin. Probably 20 minutes.
No.
You don't think so?
The amount of traffic in between here, you have to calculate that in. It's an hour and a half easily.
3-1 pitch to Morabito was a ball high.
20 minutes if you go after the game.
Morabito finally able to take off all his protective equipment, will make his way down to first. Some trouble here for
third baseman, number 1, Wilfredo Lara.
Wilfredo Lara will come to the plate with 2 on and 1 out. Mets trailing by 5.
Five is a big number, but you have to play all 27 outs, and they still have 2 left to play with.
Pitch is inside. And there will be a mound visit. Minutes, Josh, according to MapQuest.
That's not 20.
Well, it looked like 20 on the map. From TD Ballpark to Pasco Hernando State College, 28 miles. If we leave now. Yeah, 45 minutes. Gosh, it takes us 45 minutes to get to Port St. Lucie to Jupiter. I think traffic over in Port St. Lucie's bad. West coast of Florida, something else. Mound visit is over. Wilfredo Lara digs back in. It's a 1-0 count. Still a couple of hitters away from a potential tying run. Lara lines a ball into right field. That's going to drop in for a hit. Carell Paws is being waved home. He will score, and it's 9-5. RBI single by Wilfredo Lara, his second hit and his second run driven in tonight. That's making things interesting here against the new guy, Yeager. 3 straight have reached, 2 hits and a walk. Perozzo coming to the plate, and a mound visit about to occur with Corey Reardon coming to have a word. Mets maybe still looking for a signature win or a signature comeback this year. Their biggest comeback win was back in mid-July, coming out of the All-Star break in a 7-inning game. We're down 4-0 midway through and came back to beat Jupiter at home. But But overcoming a five-run ninth-inning rally on the road would be something different for sure.
Catcher,
now visit
13,
is over.
Perozzo
is at the plate, and you know who the tying run is now? Carlos Dominguez on deck, who homered last time up. Perozzo will take a first pitch slider low. Don't really see anybody. Oh, there is throwing in the dunny in the bullpen. He's out there. One oh pitch inside for ball two. Fastball had some nice velocity at 94, but Yeager missed plenty in. Two oh pitch taken for a strike. Perozzo usually a fairly free swinger, but he knows who's on deck, the game situation. Patiently takes that fastball. 2-1 pitch, swings through the fastball. And it's two balls, two strikes. And he will use his timeout.
Definitely a healthy hack there from Perozzo. We know that he has the power to get it out and then some. I don't mind him taking that swing 2-1.
See if he adjusts 2-2. Fastball he swung and missed way up high. Well, it started off as a really nice at-bat for him, and then he kind of gave it away with the two swings right there. So Yeager gets the strikeout.
Right,
Dominguez will bat, but not as the tying run. Needs to get on base to keep it going for Kellum Clark. Dominguez, two hits in his last two at-bats. Only do so much damage right now, though, as Yeager throws a fastball down and away. Yeager's set. Fastball got it by him at 94. Late swings now from the Mets, as this is the highest velocity they have faced of the series. One slider low, good take, good read. Two balls and a strike. Mets offense has produced 5 runs on 11 hits tonight. Pretty good effort offensively. Down to their last out, they need a lot more as time is called. Well, this one by Deshaun, the catcher. 2 balls and a strike. Fastball is popped up on the infield. This could do it, or if the first baseman calling for it, makes the catch and the game is over. Wasn't pretty for Yeager, but he holds on. As they start the light show here at TD Ballpark to celebrate the Blue Jays' victory over the Mets by the final score of 9-5. Mets left the tying run in the on-deck circle. Turns out that 6-run second inning was too much to overcome. Blue Jays forming the happy high-five line between the mound and second as they have evened the series and a game apiece, ending the Mets' mini 2-game winning streak. Mets will drop to 40-75 on the year through 115 games. They are now 16-34 in the second half. Dunedin is 54-62 overall, 22-28 in the second half. Restarted this game with no score in the top of the second inning. Jupiter, or rather Dunedin, was able to escape the jam when we resume, and then they scored 6 runs, 4 with 2 outs in the second inning. And after that, all the Mets could do was threaten a couple of different times, but Jupiter was, or rather Dunedin, was able to ride it out for the 9-4 victory. Winning pitcher, Winder Garcia. Losing pitcher, Saul Garcia. No save for Yeager. take a break, come back with the postgame show to wrap up Dunedin's 9-5 win over the Mets.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to TD Ballpark in Dunedin, Florida, where the Mets have fallen 9-5 to the Blue Jays on this Thursday night. Game will count as a Wednesday game since it was started on Wednesday and completed on Thursday. If we did not have the delay to start this game, we right now would be basically taking a 30-minute break and playing a 7-inning game. Gosh, thank goodness we're not doing that. That would put the start time around 9:50 for game number 2 today. And 7 innings later, you're looking at almost a midnight completion and maybe a 1 a.m. A bus out of here. So I think good move by both teams to decide, hey, we're going to start this suspended game at 6:30, play it out, play the doubleheader tomorrow when we're supposed to have good weather. So that plan is coming to fruition here. Time of game here was 3 hours and 5 minutes when you include yesterday's action and what happened here today. Let's go over the scoring summary. Started in the third inning for the Blue Jays. They came out on fire against Saul Garcia. First batter, Orff, singled. Beltre walked. Then Del Rosario doubled to make it 1-0. Deschamps hit a ground out to make it 2-0, and then Garcia struck out Rudd, and he looked like he was on the verge of getting out of the inning just down 2, but he lost his command, and that would be a familiar refrain for the Mets throughout the ball game. Barry drew a walk. Toman was hit by a pitch. Out comes Garcia. In comes Johnstone. He walks the first batter he sees. That makes it 3-0. Then Salinas hits a 2-run single. That makes it 5-0. Then Johnstone would throw a wild pitch. That would make it 6-0, and Johnstone was finally able to get that last out, but the damage was done. Mets tried to come back in the third inning. They got 3 runs, RBI double by Wilfredo Lahr, Vincent Perozzo, an RBI single, Kellum Clark, a sac fly, but then with Yoel Martinez at the plate as the tying run, Carlos Dominguez was caught stealing second, bat taken out of the hands of Martinez, and it was 6-3. First two batters for Dunedin in the bottom of the third would fly out and ground out, but Johnstone surrendered a double to Deschamps. Rudd hit a single. That made it 7-3. Later in the fifth inning, Del Rosario would score on a Rudd single. That made it 8-3. Mets would make it 8-4 in the eighth inning on Carlos Dominguez's fifth home run of the season, a solo shot. Dunedin would get that run back in the eighth inning. 3 straight walks lead to a sac fly from Del Rosario off of Vasquez. And then in the top of the ninth, last-ditch effort by the Mets. Lahr with an RBI single made it 9-5. Dominguez emerged as the on-deck in the on-deck circle as the tying run. But Jaeger strikes out. Perozzo gets Dominguez to fly out. And Clark is stranded as the tying run into scoring position. or rather on deck. Box score starting with the line score. Mets 5 runs on 11 hits, no errors. Dunedin 9 runs, 11 hits, and 2 errors. Hitters in the game. Lahr went 2 for 5 with the double, his 17th, 2 RBI. Dominguez went 2 for 4 with the home run and a walk and a single. Martinez went 2 for 3 with the double. He's now got multi-hit games in both games of this series. Villavicencio, Perozzo, Clark, Morabito, and Paz also getting hits. Paz now a 6-game hitting streak. For the Blue Jays, Salinas went 3 for 4, plus a walk he drove into. Del Rosario had a couple hits, as did Rudd, and the leadoff hitter Barry had a 2-hit game plus a walk. Pitchers in the game for the Mets, Jose Gomez yesterday pitched a scoreless first inning with no hits, one walk, and one strikeout. When we resumed play, Garcia took over. He took the loss. He's now 5-9 on the season. Couldn't get out of the second. 2/3 of an inning, 2 hits, 5 runs, all earned. He walked 2, hit a batter, struck out 1. Johnstone in inning in the third, 4 hits, 2 runs allowed, 3 inherited runs allowed, a walk and 2 strikeouts. Alfonseca, 3 innings, 5 hits, a run, 3 walks and a strikeout. Vasquez, 2 innings, no hits, but a run on 3 walks and 3 strikeouts. Mets pitchers combined for 10 walks in this game. Kind of unfortunate to see it turn that way after the great pitching performance on Tuesday when they just walked 3 and none in the final 6 innings. For the Blue Jays, they used 6 pitchers. Yenjiri Rojas yesterday, an inning and a third, 2/3, 1 hit, no runs, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. Alcalde ends up getting the win, not Garcia. Alcalde 6-6 on the year now. Inning and a third, 3 hits, 3 runs, 1 earned, a walk, no strikeouts. Garcia an inning scoreless. Van Eyck gets the hold, 3 1/3, 2 hits, 1 run on the Dominguez homer, a walk and 4 strikeouts. Mendez gets the final 2 outs of the 8th, and Yeager pitches the 9th with 2 hits and a run, a walk and 2 strikeouts. Ball game played in 3 hours and 5 minutes. Does not include the 1 hour and 24 minute delay from yesterday. Attendance 284 baseball loving souls here at TD Ballpark. Watch their Blue Jays take down the Mets. Josh, before we look ahead to tomorrow, your final thoughts. Thanks for coming over. First off, from the Rays game earlier today, fighting through that traffic and the weather and helping the broadcast out.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Great game all around, I felt. You know, it's tough to predict how these games are going to play out, especially in the second inning, but we mentioned it a lot of times. Can you hold it to 2 runs? Can you hold it to 3? Maybe 4? If they did that, we maybe be talking about a different result. Considering how the rest of the game played out, unfortunately, for the Mets, they couldn't come back from that deficit. But a ton of action all the way around. I'm glad I was here for the game. Plays at the plate, big hits, big pitches, double plays. I picked a good one to come to for sure. Thanks for allowing me to come along. And everybody that listened, you got a good one for sure.
Yeah, final score 9-5, maybe not looking so pretty. Mets were down big early, but it certainly was a very entertaining game. There was a lot going on tonight, so that part of it was fun. The Mets will try to go up in the series tomorrow. It's going to be another long day at the ballpark tomorrow. Weather looks good, but we're going to play 14 innings. 7-inning game 1 will start at 5 o'clock. After it's over, we'll take about a 30-35-minute break, play a 7-inning game 2. That will get us back on track 4 games through 4 days here at TD Ballpark. Somebody could have an opportunity to sweep the doubleheader. If you're really good tomorrow, we could have a split. I'll have to tune in and find out. We'll be back on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network at 3:50 with the pregame show. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game, this broadcast, and this postgame show. Once again, your final from TD Ballpark, Blue Jays 9, Mets 5 for Josh Knupp. I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Thursday night. We hope all of you out there in Radio Land have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.